I'm speaking to Lindsay from Agitate the G8, the Toronto arm of the G8 resistance. How's it going, Lindsay?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. So first off, we should let our listeners know there's a plethora of stuff going on against the G8. There's the protests in Kananaskis. There's the Take the Capital organizing in Ottawa, and now it seems that there's stuff to do in Toronto too. So what exactly is Agitate the G8?
Well, we came together because we knew about these other actions in Ottawa and Kananaskis, and we still felt that there would be a significant number of people in the Greater Toronto area that couldn't make it for whatever reason, weren't able to travel or didn't have the money to get to Ottawa or to Kananaskis. And so we thought that, you know, there would be a significant group of people that would want to partake in some sort of mobilization against the meeting of the G8 leaders in Kananaskis. And so that's why the Agitate the G8 coalition was formed. It was basically formed out of the University of Toronto Students Administrative Council by a group of students there. And since then, it has grown. And, you know, there's members, there's high school students who represent in our group, members from Toronto Mobilization for Global Justice, and just average community members. So we're definitely a diverse group of people who are concerned about the agenda of the G8 leaders.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's one of the questions that I actually haven't gotten out when speaking to people who are organizing against the G8. But maybe I'll pose this one to you. What y'all got against the G8? Like, what's wrong with them?
Well, we have our coalition has come up with a series of nine points about, you know, nine demands. That we feel the G8 needs to address and has not addressed. One of our points is drop the debt, not bombs. As you know, the new Partnership for African Development, also known as NEPAD, will be discussed at this meeting. And basically, it's a neoliberal agenda that's been recycled. It's being proposed to African leaders as something new and different, you know, something completely revolutionary that will, you know, bring African people out of poverty. But the fact remains that when you read the document, it's exactly the same agenda of privatization, deregulation, opening up markets to opening up African markets to American and North American goods. And unfortunately, this document, NEPAD, has been pretty much written by the elites of African nations, in particular Mbeki from South Africa and Obasanjo from Nigeria. So we feel that, you know, NEPAD is definitely high up there as a huge, you know, one of our biggest kind of complaints. And you know, something that we feel should be addressed by the G8 leaders. We basically say no to NEPAD. Other people say no to structural adjustment in Africa. But also another one of our problems, Kyoto, the Kyoto Protocol. Canada keeps stalling, and we want there to be motion with Kyoto. There needs to be way more done than, you know, Kyoto. Kyoto's just kind of the bottom line kind of thing, but we feel definitely more needs to be done. But ratifying Kyoto is a good first step. We say no to privatization. We want a just peace in the Middle East. We seriously question the environmental health of genetically modified organisms. We feel that there's ample evidence to show that we should be using the precautionary principle when dealing with new organisms like genetically modified organisms, that we shouldn't just be planting them, you know, wherever, that the earth shouldn't be used as this big science experiment for large corporations to, you know, make money. And we also say no to Plan Colombia. And as well, we question Bill C-36, Bill C-55, all the Bill C numbers. We feel that they infringe upon civil liberties and our right to question state policy and our right to assemble and show our resistance against this corporate machine.
Mm-hmm. It's not like they really, really need the C-35 and 36 and 42. They seem to have been doing a pretty darn good job of heaping abuse on us as it is so far.
Exactly. I mean, and before maybe, you know, they were breaking a law, but now it's like actually it's sanctioned. So
yeah, it could get pretty dire, and that's a fairly local Canadian concern. But I guess one of the problems is that all of what you're talking about, all of your demands, are for accountability and for a seat at the table, because all of this has been pretty much decided by a very small group of people.
Definitely, and we see that especially with NEPAD and with you know, the GATS privatization agendas. All of this is being shown to us as though, you know, it's best for the Canadian people, you know, and it's almost as if it's something we asked for. Well, no, actually, we didn't ask for it. You know, we believe in having an education system that the average person can afford. You know, we believe in being able to finish university and not have massive debt. You know, like, I'd like my children to be able to afford to go to university, I'd like to be able to send them to the doctor, you know, when they're sick, without having to worry about, you know, paying my rent, you know, if going to the doctor is going to jeopardize my ability to pay rent. You know, I mean, all these things are human rights. They're not privileges. And I think the privatization agenda doesn't see it that way. The privatization agenda, the neoliberal agenda, sees them as privileges. And, so things like water, they're basic human needs, they're necessities, and we feel the same way about education and healthcare and whatever else, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we should let our listeners know then that, all right, so there is an option for people who may not necessarily be able to make it to Alberta or even Ottawa, where the Take the Capital stuff is going on, because Ottawa was actually where the original G8 summit was going to be held, and then after Genoa, yeah, they decided to move it to the foothills of Alberta.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So what is going to happen? I understand that there's a march.
Yeah. Well, we're meeting at the CTV headquarters, which is on the corner of Yonge Street and Davenport. We felt that was a significant location because of the fact that, you know, mainstream media perpetuates the corporate agenda and, you know, makes us accept makes the agenda seem normal. It normalizes this whole process of consumption and profit seeking. It's the agenda of elites again. And so we felt it was significant to target the CTV building as well. Probably most of you know that it was the Masonic Temple at one point. We can probably have a whole radio show devoted to Masonry, Freemasonry, and kind of the fact that, you know, so many of our current leaders are involved in the Freemason Brotherhood, and there's definite things we should be concerned about with this kind of brotherhood agenda that has been perpetuated through the institution of Freemasonry. So we're going to be meeting at the park just across from the CTV headquarters and marching down Yonge Street at 5 p.m. There's going to be some speakers, so 5 p.m. We'll be starting to march and going down to the Liberal Party headquarters. And from there, we're going to have a few speakers, and there's definitely going to be some music, and it's going to be an upbeat parade. We have some people hooking up some Music on Wheels, and from there we're thinking of going over to Queen's Park and kind of finishing up together, because no doubt the cops will be quite nervous about a group of people on Yonge Street at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. So hopefully we can end it on a good note over in Queen's Park.
And what day is this going to be happening on?
June 26th, that's Wednesday. Yep, it's the same day as the large mobilization in Kananaskis, and the same day as the, I think it's the Green March in Ottawa.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the 26th is the No One Is Illegal.
Right, okay.
It might be the 27th, I'm not sure.
I think you're right. I think the 27th is the No One Is Illegal in Ottawa.
Okay, so this is the day of the two snake marches in Ottawa.
Yep.
Okay, the decentralized direct action day.
Right.
Right. Okay. So, so perhaps our listeners are intrigued by this and would like to get involved. How would you suggest they do so?
Well, they can come to any of our meetings. They're all open, and we'd love to hear what people have to say and their concerns. Any actions they'd like to take on the day. We meet every Thursday at OISE, the Ontario Institute for Studies and Education, at the corner of Bloor and St. George. It's 252 Bloor Street West on the second floor. So that's every Thursday at 6 p.m., second floor of OISE. And they can also email agitate, the G8, one word, at yahoo.com. And we'd love to hear what everyone has to say. Also, just so the listeners know, there will be a after party at the Transat Club on the 26th of June, where we'll be having a live video streaming, hopefully from Ottawa and from Kananaskis, from the web. So it'll be a chance for people to congregate and to kind of see what's up with our brothers and sisters in Ottawa and also in Kananaskis, and to follow the day's events there.
Wow, so this sounds pretty crazy, and sounds like an opportunity to really really, I guess, demonstrate our resistance to a very, very, very small group of people deciding the fate of the planet.
Definitely, definitely, it's really, really important, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, but hopefully we can, make some new friends and build some alliances, so that, in the weeks and months to come, we can continue, getting more and more people concerned about this agenda, and hopefully, brick by brick, we'll bring the wall down.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrew.